early last spring, understanding our budget constraints, that we were proactive in understanding that, you know, we needed assistance. And one of the most effective ways to do that, you know, to avoid, you know, furloughs or reductions in force, was to seek approval from OPM and ultimately OMB for voluntary early retirement authority and voluntary separation incentive program authority.
And how do you make sure the right people, or the people you want to take the buyout, actually do? Because often you offer them, agencies offer them to more people than they expect to actually end up buying out.
Well, you have to identify the group of individuals that the authority, you're seeking the authority for. So, I mean, it's limited. The VeraVSIP is structured so that you target populations and occupations.
What has the result been?
The result has been pretty successful. I can't speak for the government average, but to date, over 7,000 employees since VeraVSIP was approved. I think our first approval was May or June of last year. Over 7,000 employees have retired or taken advantage of the VeraVSIP. We continue to have Vera Authority, again, Voluntary Early Retirement Authority, up into December 2012. And we have Voluntary Separation Incentive Payment Authority through 2013.
We're speaking with Billy Milton, and he's USDA's Chief Human Capital Officer. And now you're in the position of training other agencies, I guess, who are looking to do this sort of thing. What sort of lessons have you learned that you pass on to other agencies?
Being proactive and being transparent. Secretary Vilsack from the start, you know, shared with the employees, you know, our budget constraints. We've been very active with our National Labor Management Forum and our unions. The secretary has held listening sessions and asked the secretary sessions. We have a My USDA publication where we share our progress. Just yesterday, the secretary sent out an all-employee email as to the proposed 2013 budget. And we've done that throughout the process over the course of the last couple of years. And it has all been led by the secretary.
A lot of agencies who aren't in the position that you are still worried about succession planning because of this retirement tsunami that we hear so much about. Mm-hmm. What have you learned on that topic of ensuring that the people coming up or the people that remain can do as much work and be as productive as the large number that you have in the beginning that you're passing on to other agencies?
And leading, you know, succession planning efforts is critical during any budget constraints being faced upon anybody. I mean, one of the key components that we have relied upon here at USDA is that, you know, we need to look at our employees and how we can best equip them to be as to perform as effective and efficient as they can. Last year, we implemented a newly revised Senior Executive Candidate Development Program. It's referred to as the SESCDP, Senior Executive Service Candidate Development Program. And that's a program which we announced to all sources. And as a result, we were able to recruit 80 very diverse and inclusive individuals to this program. It is a rigorous 18-month training and employee development program. Upon successfully completing that program, those individuals, and when certified, those individuals are considered employees that can non-competitively compete for senior executive positions.
They get a leg up, in other words.
Correct. They do not have to go through the regular review process. They can just apply for a job and be picked up for a senior executive service position.
When we're talking about succession planning, one of the key things that I know agencies are worried about is passing that knowledge on from one person to another. how do you at USDA transfer knowledge?
We do it several ways. We do have a virtual university that has three academies. One is an academy for interns and scholars, another is the School of Talent Management, and the other is a College of Leadership and Professional Development. Those three colleges or programs are available to all employees. In addition, we have implemented under the guidance of Secretary Vilsack and under the oversight of Assistant Secretary for Administration Pearly S. Reed, a summer student hiring program, which, you know, assigns a sponsor and a mentor to these students. We also have implemented what we refer to as a departmental regulation called Position Management and Vacancy Control that requires our leadership to focus on sound management principles to, one, increase the supervisory span of control and increase cost savings where functions or grade levels or positions change or where work can be readjusted. And then when we get into the knowledge transfer, then we talk about the fact that we have implemented, you know, regulations that require all of our agencies to implement mentoring programs so that our senior individuals are mentoring those new employees to the agency.
So you're talking about career training at all levels.
Exactly, including my level. As a senior executive service employee, last week we had, you know, several hundred senior executives take diversity and inclusion training.
What sort of accountability measures do you have at USDA when it comes to this sort of cultural transformation?
Secretary Vilsack has implemented what is we refer to as an analytical tool called Cultural Transformation Milestones and Metrics. It is a report that is compiled monthly and provided to him that documents the performance of mission area agencies and staff offices in regards to their performance in many areas, just to touch on a few, disability hiring, vet hiring, participation in telework, in summer student intern program, EO accountability, results-oriented performance culture, communications. And he relies upon that to meet with his sub-cabinet and his agency heads over their performance. In addition, these milestones and metrics are included in the performance plans of senior executives, managers, and supervisors throughout USDA.